Proverbs 16:31, the hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. The hoary head is just simply gray hair. That's what the word means, gray or white hair of an old person. It says it's a crown of glory if. It's a very simple verse, but there's quite a few words in it, and every word of it is significant. The word glory here means beauty, splendor, rank, renown, and honor. If, though, if we experience this, and on both sides in our lives, among those that we know and among some that we love very much, an old person, age does have an effect, doesn't it? An old person can be mean, grumpy, ugly. And I'm not just talking about outwardly. Spiteful. And I tried to think of a word for this. The only word I could come up with is negative. I don't know. I don't really like that word. But how else do you describe the fact that as we get older, we just, everything we have to say tends to be something bad. It changes your outlook, doesn't it? For the better or for the worse. Or God says they are beautiful, honorable, crowned with renown, known for their wisdom, known for their kindness, known for the grace of God in them. And the difference is not their nature. It's not just, you know, some people are nicer than others, although that's true. That's not the difference here. The difference is not their varying experiences in life. You know, some people are bitter because of things that happen to them. Some people are not bitter because of things that happen to them. If. The difference is not their peers or their education or their anything. The difference is the way of righteousness, according to God. If they be found in that way. Not if they have attained to that way. Not if they have achieved rank and renown in that way. But if they be found, like Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. If they be found in that way. If they be found in Him. Paul said that I may be found in Him, found in the way of righteousness. If they be found having believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and are following Him, that's the way. He is the way. He said, I am the way. If they be found having been forgiven much, and so now they love much. If they be found not henceforth living unto themselves, but unto Him that died for them and rose again. That's the difference. That's the difference. A lost old person can be really nice. A really nice person. They may summon a smile for everybody and say sweet things, but they won't be godly things. unless they're found in Christ. And they won't be seasoned with the grace of God if that person is a stranger to the grace of God. And there's no glory in that. There's no glory in that. If they be not found in the way of righteousness, then what way does that leave? An old person who all their life, for 60, 70, 80 years, have denied the God who made them. They've refused to bow and confess the Lord Jesus Christ over and over. Their life hangs by a thread, like the other thief on the cross. And like him, they've reviled their Lord and cast insults in his teeth. There's no glory in that. And bouncing children on your knee is not going to impress God. God is impressed with righteousness, which is to say, his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. You're no different than an old Nazi war criminal who's happy about what he did. If you're not found in the way of righteousness, you're no different to God now. I'd rather you be a nice old person that doesn't know God than an evil, outwardly bitter and hard to be around old person. But to God, there's not any difference. But how beautiful is this crown of glory that the Lord speaks of. And how precious that ought to be to us. A real gift from God that's so badly neglected by most. The old person who's believed on Christ, maybe 20, 30, 40, 50 years, they've known the Lord Jesus Christ and grown in grace all that time. By God's grace, they've grown in grace. Living things grow. They just did. When someone with white hair gives all the glory to the Lord Jesus, it's a crown of glory to them. And this crown of glory in our text is not ever on someone who would ever accept any glory from men. This is God's estimation. Let me say that again. This crown of glory can never be on someone that would ever accept any glory from men. This is a crown that they wear that God sees. This is what God calls it. And so we call it that because he does. We consider it that because he does. This is God's estimation because they're found in Christ. They're found in the way. Him who is the way. Him who is the righteousness of God. They're found in the Lord our righteousness. And so God calls it a crown of glory. They're beautiful through his comeliness. They're righteous because Christ is their righteousness. They're crowned with glory because he was crowned with thorns for them and received all glory. He is all glorious. And now God forbid that we should glory save in Christ crucified. And if an old person does, and I say old person, you know, being polite, you know, we usually say older person. That's more polite. But God says an old person has a crown of glory on their head if they're in Christ. Particularly as an aged person that has grown in grace throughout many years. God has taught them some things. Don't miss out on that. Don't neglect that. Treasure that. There's only one who perfectly fulfills the description in our text. We see that in everything that has to do with us, and this certainly has to do with us. But we also see Christ, the ultimate example of everything. As I said, we've seen that over and over, and it's true here. Listen to Daniel 7 and verse 9. Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit. He's saying all other thrones. Remember, I believe it's Isaiah in Isaiah's prophecy where it says the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. That's what this is talking about. All the thrones are cast down, but he sits. He sits reigning. He sits supreme. He sits sovereign. The Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow. He's in the way of righteousness, but let me explain that in a minute. And the hair of his head is like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. So here's God pictured as hair like wool and righteous, holy, perfect, wearing that white robe. His garment was white as snow. And so that's the ultimate, of course, fulfillment of that. But as he is, so are we in this world. We're in him. God sees us as he sees him. And yet, let me say this. His garment is not white as snow because he is found in the way of righteousness. He is the way of righteousness. Righteousness is not a standard to which the Lord measures up to. He is the standard. There's a big difference. We measure up because we're in him. He don't measure up. He's the measure. He's the perfect stone that's in the balance. He is the way of righteousness. And may we, by his grace, be found in him. Found in that way. Found in Christ the way. And if you run across, maybe, every once in a while, an old person, an old man or a beautiful, precious old lady that gives Christ all the glory, rejoices in him, speaks of him and what he did for sinners. And by his grace has not only knowledge in their head, but experience that only comes with white hair. And not just experiencing the things of the world. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about living the grace of God. I'm talking about living in Christ. I'm talking about being a doer of the word for decades. That is a treasure that we neglect to our own detriment. I don't know how to say it right. They may dye their hair black or brown or blonde. They may wear a wig. But that won't cover up a lifetime of walking with the Savior. What a treasure. Don't miss the blessing of benefiting from their wisdom in Christ and rejoicing in what God has done. Amen.